This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Mabayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Yom. We're up to Siman Yud Aleph, Siv Gimel. Yesterday, we learned about Shazira Lishma. The day before, we learned about Tevia Lishma. Siv Gimel talks about in the Sparku Mishazirasim Nasa Shisha Asar Ksherim. Let's say the strings unravel, and the 8 strings of the tzitzis turn into 16 strings. Ksherim, they are kosher. V'hushi shtar bashizur k'dei aniva, provided that it's twined at least an amount to be able to make a bow. Hagol chachila tov likshar achutin lamata. L'chadchila, it's better to tie the strings below. Kilakaman b'sif yedalet b'simin zeh. I think we could say about our generation, achsher dara, because Baruch Hashem, we have very good tzitzis. I don't think ever in the history of the Jewish people they have such good tzitzis. Moreover, we live in a very affluent society. So my grandfather's tzitzis, you know, he wore tzitzis for many years, you know, a pair of tzitzis. Nowadays, every few days you have to get another pair of tzitzis, you know. So, but for us it's not really a major concern. But if somebody does have tzitzis for a while and it starts to unravel, then it's still good, provided you have a minimum of shizur kidei aniva lechadchila. You should tie it on the bottom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'nasu shishasar perush shenespari kolash menachut in all 8 strings unraveled." Or v'levusa the reisha nakde. It picked this for the chiddush of the reisha, meaning that if it unravels, even if it's 16, it's still kosher. Avul hu adim mispark shnei chutin. The same thing would be if you had 2 strings. V'nasar ban became 4. Gam keminu shishdar kidei aniva, meaning the chiddush of 16 is that it's kosher if, even if it happened to all 16. But the second qualification, namely you have to have kidei aniva, is even for 2 of them. In other words, if 2 of them unravel, you need that it remain kidei aniva. Otherwise, it would be like you're missing 2 strings. The puzzle, emloy dikdik b'shas asiya shiel oilam arba rashim mitzad echad. Unless, in other words, what's the reason why if you have 2 strings, it's pasul? Because it's like you're missing 2 strings. Why if you're missing 2 strings, it's pasul? Because we're afraid that it's the same string and you're missing an entire string. Mashen ken, if you're careful to make sure the 4 heads are always on one side, so if 2 of the strings are unraveled, it's on separate strings, then that would be a way to take care of the issue. Kedei aniva, v'yafagav v'yish poislim im nifsku kulana filin ishtar kedei aniva, k'mash goes to 7 yud beis, even though some pasul, if they become snapped, even if you're left with kedei aniva, like we say in 7 yud beis, v'kamakim b'shazira samchinan adeya rishayna. By nifsku, we say, if they all snap, even if you're left with kedei aniva, they're pasul, so kedei aniva is not good enough by pisuk, by shazira, by unraveling. We could rely on the first daya, who we paskin like, k'ma shepasuk sham, b'agin avram, p'rim b'gad v'ayin sham. V'da oid, da Shulchan Aruch ma'ir davka b'shozer kochot l'shnayim. Shulchan Aruch is talking about where the string is twined from 2. Avalim kofol v'shozer l'arba. But if the string is twined from 4, like is very common nowadays, and the 1 string turned into 16, even if you don't have kidei aniva, it's kosher, because, in other words, not the 1 string turned to 16, but rather, if each string consists of a number of different strings and it unravels, even if you don't have kedei aniva, it's still good. Why? Because the halkopanim nisharu achutin shazor l'shnayim. Because even though the string unraveled, you of the part that unraveled, it's still twined. Because it's not made out of one, it's not made out of two strings, it's made out of four or more. So even though one of them unraveled, but the other part of it is still twined together with two. Regarding, does this present a problem about Toysef? Look in the Bir Halacha. So the Rama said it's good to tie it on the bottom. Some say, Adarabba, it's better not to tie it. The correct thing is to be machmer imhim shazurim yafe. If they're twined well, deloy shchech sheisparku, that it's not common, it's not likely that it would unravel. In other words, it is correct to be machmer l'chayra and not to tie it on the bottom, not to tie it on the bottom. If they're twined well, and it's not likely they will unravel. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we are going to hold it here for today. We'll see everybody, Bezos Hashem, a week from tomorrow, next Wednesday. We are up to date currently. In other words, when we start next Wednesday in Sif Dalet, we will be up to date. Over the last couple weeks, we got 4 days ahead. So I wish everybody a wonderful week, and bracha v'hatzlacha. Now is a good time to chaz over the first 10 simanim, at least mechaber Ramah, and I will see you Bez Hashem in a week. Kol tov everyone, bracha v'atzacha.
Can I ask? I saw in the palace factories, is there an issue? They glue the bottom of each stick so it shouldn't unravel.
Is there an issue? What?
And the bottom of the tits so it shouldn't unravel. The palace factories, they glue it.
Yeah, they put or they put wax. Sometimes they melt a piece of some wax there. I mean, I would imagine it's okay. I don't think we saw anything that would make it problematic. Usually we say that a cheftza shel mitzvah, it has to be mutar meficha, it has to be something that you're allowed to eat. We know that applies by tefillin, because it's tashmishei kedusha. We didn't have yet whether that applies by talis, but nothing that we learned would make that problematic. But we're only starting hachasita, so let's see. Yeah, kol tov everyone. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.